Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven inspired several artists to illustrate it, but some of the most compelling works have been hidden away in Richmond's Poe Museum, where curator Chris Sempner hopes they'll survive a little longer. Over time, the cardboard is getting darker and the ink lighter.
And we don't want them to meet in the middle somewhere.
All total, there are 43 drawings by the little-known artist James Carling. He produced his works on the streets of Liverpool before coming to America as a teenager, making his name on the vaudeville stage.
He billed himself as the fastest drawer in the world.
But he took his time in illustrating The Raven with works that reflected his affinity for Poe. Sempner says they were two poor but gifted artists who died young. Anyone who's visited the Poe Museum's Raven Room in Richmond is likely to remember the disturbing drawings Carling made, illustrating the poem line by line.
He described his drawings as stormier, wilder, and more weird. They were originally done in the 1880s, but they weren't published. They were a little bit too intense for the 1880s.
To protect Carling's original work, to publish a book, and prepare a traveling exhibit, Sempner is hoping to raise $60,000 through Kickstarter by mid-November. It's an approach he believes Poe would approve.
He had this dream of starting his own magazine to do things his way. He'd been making other people rich by editing their magazines, and towards the end he'd finally found a financial backer. He was traveling from city to city selling subscriptions.
In Charlottesville, another group is completing its unique literary creation thanks to Kickstarter. Kevin McFadden is with the Virginia Arts of the Book Center, a community of artists, writers, and designers intrigued by books, paper, and printmaking.
And what's kind of held this group together is a passion for making things. Every year, we challenge each other, we trade tips, and we make a collaborative project.
This year, they decided to think small, to produce a set of 15 tiny books, each 2 by 3 inches. 27 people took part, providing text, design, and illustration. To produce them, they needed some new equipment, so they put the word out, hoping to raise $6,000. And by summer's end, they had 10. 4 people pledged $1,000 apiece to get one set of 15 books, including an ancient treasure map, carefully folded inside a beautifully crafted cover.
It involves an ancient text that was found almost like the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. It is both a text that says where this box of silver and gold is buried in the desert. It's got some sort of vellum overlays that look like desert dunes, and it's really intriguing. A cloth-bound book called 3Q15.
Another book, The Gray Goo Problem, explores nanoparticles that wreak havoc on organic matter, reducing it to gray goo. Then there's a volume called How to Draw a Cloud, and a pop-up book about 2 poisonous plants. There's even a tome that doubles as a puzzle.
One of these books is a non-adhesive binding, all put together by cuts in paper and folds. You could basically take the book apart and then put it back together.
McFadden says individual books and sets will be sold at what the Arts of the Book Center calls its raucous auction. I'm Sandy Houseman.